This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green. The NAACP, the nation's oldest civil rights organization, holds its annual convention in Houston this week. Front and center on everyone's minds is the economy, and especially the dramatically high rate of unemployment among African Americans. With the 2012 election fast approaching, the NAACP is also focused on voting rights and voter turnout. Only one of the two presidential candidates, Republican Mitt Romney, plans to speak at the meeting. In a moment, we'll talk more presidential politics, but first to Houston and NPR's Cheryl Corley.
With the presidential election just months away, the theme of the NAACP's convention is your power, your decision, your vote. As the National Board of Directors gathered in a hotel ballroom, the NAACP's chief of staff, Roger Van, talked about the urgency of getting people registered and into the voting booth.
Our goal is really to move about 1 million folks to the polls in November, which is a significant feat for the NAACP and really will be unmatched in the African-American space.
Van and other NAACP officials say they've spent months fighting voting laws that the organization considers restrictive and working to protect the rights of everyone to vote regardless of their race or economic status. At least 10 states, including Texas, have passed laws requiring people to show a government-issued photo ID card when they go to the polls. Supporters have said that will prevent voter fraud. Marvin Randolph, who heads the NAACP's Get Out the Vote efforts, calls it a newer version of a poll tax once used to disenfranchise black voters.
And what we are doing is, at a time when other forces are trying to make voting harder, we're trying to make it easier for people. And we're not just focusing on how many people we can register, but it's how many people we can educate on the issues that they have to be voting about this year.
Among the top issues NAACP members are concerned about, the economy. The unemployment rate for blacks stands at 14.4%, while the overall rate is just over 8%. 15-year-old Phenice Mark from Naples, Florida, sitting near vendors selling jewelry and African art, said her father is working fewer hours. When presidential candidate Mitt Romney and Vice President Joe Biden come to town, she wants to hear how they'll create jobs.
Because I don't want to grow up and like have to deal with this economy. We can fix it if we actually try. So I want to know what their plans are.
This is a group that's been supportive of President Obama, but they come to this convention with a range of issues they say should be addressed. Sue Wilson is a member of the NAACP branch in Williamsburg, Virginia.
I want to hear what you're going to do about education. I want to hear how you plan on investing in the infrastructure and rebuilding this country. I want to hear how you're going to take care of the elderly and the sick. Those are things that are important to me.
Wilson gives the president high marks on health care and says she's satisfied with how he has tackled other concerns. The NAACP had invited the president to appear at the convention, and Wilson's husband, Clarence, says he's disappointed he won't attend.
This whole election is about enthusiasm and getting people really charged up to get out there and vote.
And with a still struggling economy, Wilson says the president needs to talk about his plans.
And whereas progress has been made, there's still a lot of people out of work. So I just think he would have been better served had he delivered those messages rather than the vice president.
But Reverend Terrence Melvin from Buffalo, New York, says there's no need for the president to be here.
I mean, we know where he stands. He needs to go use his time, his valuable time, to get to those areas that are borderline.
Mitt Romney will address the NAACP convention on Wednesday, and the vice president is scheduled to speak the following day. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Houston.